This is BBC Surrey.
So cast your mind back to the time of the cassette tape. We all remember cassettes.
We do.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. Getting your biro to wind them back when the tape comes out. Oh, yeah.
A woman from Surrey thought a cassette she'd made was a thing of the past 27 years after recording a tape that she's now signed a record deal after it was found in a charity shop in America.
What?
Amazing story.
Who have we got on the line? Corolla Bear, good morning to you from Woking. Bizarre this, isn't it?
Good morning, yes.
So look, take us back 27 years. Was this like, you know, you went into a recording studio and recorded something properly?
Oh, no. I had a four-track, one of the old Tascam four-tracks, and I recorded, you know, it was a multi-track, four-track thing, and I would record cassettes of my music. I'd play the piano, play the guitar, sing, and mix everything to stereo and create these compilation cassettes and try to find other musicians to play music with.
And what sort of music was it, Corolla?
It's beautiful music, I think. I'm still writing very similar these days, a little bit more tame. But I was on my own in America, so it was a way of putting my emotions into music. A lot of it was experimental, keyboard-based, melodic.
Well, let's bring it up to date. So there's a charity shop. Whereabouts in America was this cassette found?
It was found in the Goodwill charity shop in Portland, Oregon. And I never lived in Oregon, so I created the tape in San Francisco. I lived in San Francisco for 16 years. I obviously must have given it to a musician. I don't know where it's been for the last 27 years. I don't know if it's been in the charity shop for 27 years or if it was in the someone else's hands and they moved to Oregon and put it there.
So somebody takes this cassette, shoves it in a machine, has a listen and thinks, whoa!
Well, it was just the right person who found it. He's a collector of music and has a record label and a record store. So it was found. He obviously actively looks for music, good music, and he was looking for something and came across it.
Now, the big question is, how on earth did he find you 27 years on?
Well, he didn't even know if I was alive or if the cassette was a one-off. My name, I haven't changed my name. It's still my maiden name. And my name was on the cassette, so he contacted me via Facebook.
Your name isn't sort of Susan Smith, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's, I didn't like my name when I was a child, and I like it now, actually. Yeah. It does put me first on the search engine.
So what's next? Well, you know, this guy contacts you. Did you think it was all a bit of a wind-up?
Well, my initial thought was, but he could list all the songs, and those were definitely my songs, and so he definitely had a cassette of mine. And it wasn't just a short message. He actually sent me a very long message telling me all about himself. And, of course, I was jumping up and down after I read it. I contacted him, and we've been exchanging emails back and forth. I've since sent – I have seven more cassettes from that time frame, and he wanted those. So I sent all those to him after copying them onto the computer digitally.
Amazing.
And so he's going to use all of the combination of all the cassettes now and wants to pick the best of the best to create an album. He wants to make an album and pay for it.
So it will be the music that you created in the 90s rather than anything you're doing now?
Yeah, yes, that's what he wants. He likes this music from 27 years ago. So music from the 90s, yeah.
Wow, what a great story, Corolla. You must be sort of really overjoyed.
I am overjoyed because, you know, when you think about it, this was 27 years ago. I always feel, you know, you walk one straight line, one path in life, and it sort of takes you back to the past, and it just made a full circle of things. When, you know, those things that I did 27 years ago, they mattered. They mean something. It's not just something you just do and move on from, but that it's there. You've created something, and it's there forever, and it comes back. Somehow, maybe, if you're lucky.
Corolla, I've got to ask you one question.
Yeah.
What took you from the beauty of the streets of San Francisco to the glory? Look, I live in Woking, but it don't really compare, does it?
It doesn't compare. My husband's from San Francisco, and he doesn't have his family's very, very small. There's like three of them, and I have a large family, and we had children, and we just thought it was better to bring them up in England, closer to a big family.
Lovely stuff.
But yes, I am torn between two places.
Look, fantastic talking to you. Great stuff. So, you know, do we look? You know, have a timeline of when this album might be out?
Well, his name is Jed, and Jed said he's looking at sort of the middle of next year by the time he finalizes everything. So, you know, hopefully like May 2018, that will be the album. I am still doing music. I never gave up. I did take about a 12-year break when I had children, but the last 3 years I formed a band, and we are doing music again. I'm doing music again, and it's wonderful.
Well, let's keep in touch. Wonderful stuff. It's BBC Surrey, just ahead of 8. Surrey.